Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Adam Hipsch, 87, of rural Richland Center, died July 22nd at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Visitation will be held Friday, July 24th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Memorial Mass will be held Saturday, July 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Visitation will be held at the church from 9:30 a.m. until the time of Mass, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Adam is survived by his wife, Louise Hipsch, his five children, Kathy Cooper, Rick and Lynn Hipsch, Dan and Erica Hipsch, Mick and Carly Hipsch, and Bill and Riley Hipsch, his brother, Jim and Joyce Hipsch, 12 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Adam Hipsch, 87, of rural Richland Center. Jim Wagner, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday, July 18th. A memorial service for Jim will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, July 24th at the Kendall Funeral Service. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the time of service. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad Post 134 American Legion and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley Post 10393 VFW, both of Boscobel, following the service. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jim is survived by his children, Scott and Regina Wagner, and Laura Wagner, sister Tanya Wagner, 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Jim Wagner, 83, of Boscobel. Rebecca Young Blinston, 82, of Laval, died Friday, July 17th. Visitation will be Friday, July 24th, from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at the church. Burial will be in the Oaklawn Cemetery. Funeral services will be at 12 noon, Friday, July 24th, at the Advent Christian Church in Laval. Becky is survived by her daughter, Michelle Blinston, 3 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. Brothers Dwayne Young and Jack and Connie Young, sister Rita Young Gulsrud. Many other relatives and friends. Rebecca Young Blinston, 82, of Laval. Wanda J. Mather, 89, of Blue River, died Saturday, July 18th at Pine Valley Community Village. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 27th at St. Philip's Catholic Church in Rolling Ground. Visitation will be held from 9 a.m. until the time of service. A reception will follow at the church. Burial will be in the St. Philip's Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Wanda is survived by her children, Linda and Mike Pickell, Loretta and Reg Granger, Mike and Mary Mather, Tom and Lauren Nastakowski Mather, John and Karen Mather, and Joe and January Barr Mather. 15 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren. Wanda J. Mather, 89, of Blue River. Pastor Gerald E. Augustine, 90, formerly of Richland Center, died July 16th at N.C. Little Memorial Hospice in Edina, Minnesota, after a long journey with heart failure. A memorial service will be held Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at Oak Knoll Lutheran Church in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. Interment will take place at a later date in the Memorial Garden at Lutheran Church of the Cross in Nisswa, Minnesota. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to N.C. Little Memorial Hospice in Edina, Minnesota, or to the Memorial Garden at Lutheran Church of the Cross in Nisswa, Minnesota. Gerald is remembered by his wife, Emily, his son, Kevin and Catherine Augustine, and his daughter, Margaret and David Schmidtke, sister, Phyllis Leonard, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Gerald E. Augustine, 90, formerly of Richland Center. Roxanne K. Clary, 60, of Bloomer, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday, July 20th, at Meadowbrook in Bloomer. Upon her request, no funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Roxanne K. Clary, 60, of Bloomer, formerly of Richland Center,